Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Oh, we give you praise. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. We honor you, Jesus. We bless you, Father. We give you praise. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Oh, we bless you, Father. We bless you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give you praise, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because we know that tonight is a night that destiny will be consolidated. We know and we trust that it will be exact piece of puzzle required, exact piece required to solve the puzzles of our lives. That everyone under the sound of my voice will leave this meeting knowing what next to do. We give you praise, dear Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Thank you. You may please be seated. Thank you, Streams of Life. Please, you may be seated. Hallelujah. Now, we've been on a series, The Audacity of Faith. Now, there is no faith that is not audacious. Audacious. One of the proof, one of the signs that a man is walking in faith is that there is audacity. Amen. There is no faith, or let me say that faith and timidity don't go hand in hand. The righteous is as bold as a lion. Amen. I said the lion is as bold as a lion. Praise God. Now, follow me quickly. I've laid foundations on the subject of faith. And if you are connecting with this series for the first time, you want to get all the parts that I've taught in this series, and it's going to do you good. Praise God. I'd like us to turn our Bibles quickly to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. Hebrews, chapter number 11. Now, we have done some work on this part of scriptures, but I'm going to have to step further to show you a few more things. Now, from verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Are you with me now? Is the substance of things you are hoping for, then it is the current evidence of what you are yet to see. Are you with me? Now let's look at this from Amplified Translation. It says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of the things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Very important, you know. All right, and I said this before while teaching in this series, that faith is not futuristic. Amen. Let me say that the language of faith is not futuristic. The language of faith is now. Amen. Why? Because faith is not a three-dimensional reality. Now, three-dimensional reality speaks of, and please, it's nothing spooky. Just follow me. The same way you have your 3D world. Amen. the realm of senses, what can be felt, what can be seen, what can be touched. Are you following what I'm saying here? Bulk of the things we interact with are in three dimensions. Are you with me now? Good. Now, faith is an assurance from a realm that is beyond this three-dimensional world. And that's why Jude, speaking in Jude verse 20, he said, but ye beloved, you build up your almost holy faith by what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. All right? I love the way, let's go there. Let's look at what the Amplifier said. Because we need to understand this. Look at the book of Jude. Just one chapter, verse 20. Now look at it. He said, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your what? Most holy faith. Praying how? In the Holy Ghost. Now look at the way the Amplifier said it. He said, but you, beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith. Make progress. Rise like an edifice higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. Now look at this. Now what the Bible is saying here is, there is something that happens to our faith walk as we pray. Are you with me now? You cannot have the evidence if you don't rise beyond this material reality to see it. And that's why you can see someone might be disturbed, all right, going through issues of life, worried, and all that, until the fellow goes to pray. Real Bible faith is built on the foundation of what God has said. And that's why faith comes by what? Hearing. Faith doesn't come through imaginations, no. Faith comes by hearing. That is, you cannot build faith on what you have not heard. Are you with me now? The same way you lay foundation before you build a house. And the book of Psalms 11 verse 3 says, if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? So, now everything is not black and white. Permit me to start with that. Audacity is for a man who is in faith, not for a man who is in error. It is dangerous to be in error and be bold about it. Are you with me now? Because, now, this is it. I have found two scriptures, example in Matthew chapter number 4, that the devil can coin what was intended to mean something else to justify his own oppression. When he told Jesus to jump from the mount, after all, God has said he will give his angels charge over his feet. Now, what the Bible said in Psalms 91 is that because I have set the Lord continually before my face, therefore will he keep my feet from stumbling, and he will give his angels charge over my feet. Why? Because I have set the Lord continually before my face. The moment the devil was trying to make Jesus do his own biddings, the devil brought what God said about a man who has set the Lord before his face to justify Jesus doing what he intends. What I'm trying to say is this. Good message can endorse bad behavior if a wrong heart receives it. Can I come again? Good message can endorse bad behavior if a wrong heart receives it. Meaning that the devil now have been able to succeed to make it mean what will justify a man's wrong walk. It was not intended. Are you following what I'm saying here? People can be in error and they have messages for it. Meanwhile, if you check the depth of that message came from, it came to speak to a man who is in righteousness, not for a man who is in error. For instance, somebody can say that you can, anywhere you are not celebrated, you can get other place. Don't stay where you are tolerated. Mm-mm. In what context? If you are making a mistake and misbehaving in the place and you are placed under discipline, that is not being tolerated, that is being helped. The devil can make anything mean what he intends when the believer has not journeyed on getting the right heart. And that's why you can see people walk in error, and there are quotable quotes that suit every problem, every situation. It's like those things exist online. Meanwhile, many of them are demonic, and some of them came from genuine thought. What I'm telling you is that you can pick good things that was intended to bless those who are in God. And you can use it, or the devil can help you use it to justify your error. And it will speak well. But like Jesus, you must know what is written. Are you following what I'm saying? Please, you need to understand me. Because sometimes, as we do all this teaching, we also need to give disclaimer. We have to be humbled in the fact that our message is not for everyone. And sometimes at the junction of life that you are in, it is important you don't make certain conclusions. Particularly, let me give this word. You cannot hear please get what I'm saying, and I'm saying this for my love for the church and the body of Christ. The place where God will supply the building material to build your life is in your spiritual family. Every other person who is saying things in the body of Christ will say them to consolidate. You cannot pick those things above where your spiritual history is registered. Let me give you an instance. If a patient is being treated in the hospital, and now doctors are on shift, a new doctor needs to come on board, it will need to go through the records. It will need to check. And there are certain drugs that cannot be administered until we know your medical history. What are the sicknesses or diseases that are prevalent in your bloodline? All right? There are certain drugs. For instance, some analgesics, you can't use them if you have ulcer. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even drugs now. If you have these underlying conditions and you now take these drugs, while it's taking care of what it's taking care of, it is also destroying something. True? Uh-huh. So there are certain traits that when somebody is already walking in rebellion, now you now teach the fellow to be bold. You must know at what point certain messages are not for you. Close them and be blessed by your Bible. Are you following what I'm saying? Because as you go on in life, there are things that God will want to see on in that, but there can be messages that are good but can hinder him. Please, are you following what I'm saying? Now, I'm giving this disclaimer so we understand that we don't have a generation of people who, while we bless God for these messages, the body of Christ and everything you hear here and there, you must understand, Paul speaking in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 10, he said, I as a wise master builder, have done what? I've laid well the foundation, but let everyone be careful how they what? Build. Meaning that the place where the foundation is what God has instructed us to build. We don't bring roofing sheet immediately after foundation. We still build some coaches more. True? Yes. There are background works that are done. And if you follow my teachings, you will discover that everything complements each other. Follow them from 5 years ago, you will discover it is a continuity. Praise God. Please, are you following what I'm saying here? Because my concern and fear for the bulk of media contained messages is that while they are good, if we don't have believers who are feeding structurally, they may appear haphazardly. Because, are you following what I'm saying? When I go to bookshops to buy book, how do I know the book to buy? One, it can be by recommendation. But number two, it is based on where I am in my journey. Who is speaking to where I am currently? It also influences the kind of messages I listen to. While we have many powerful ministers who are a blessing, including myself, we have to honestly acknowledge not everyone is a blessing to us based on the uniqueness of our journey, based on where we are. My message is blessing those it is blessing. It cannot bless everyone in the body of Christ. That's the truth. And in this we have our comfort and, shall I call it, our humility, that we can only do our part. Are you following what I'm saying now? If this thing is not revealed to you, you can't get it. There is no man you ever listen to that blessed you if God did not open your eyes to the person. It is also because a season came that the body of grace that that fellow represents is required in your life. So please, you must understand this. Are you with me now? So the reason why I'm saying this is that every preaching, every message is not black and white. It is not. So you have to, my duty is to bring you the counsel of God, but your duty is to know how to interpret it in respect to where you are in your journey with God. That I cannot do for you. Are you following what I'm saying here? I said, that's your duty. And I cannot do that for you. So you have to know how to interpret that based on where you are. So please stay with me. Let's go back to Hebrews 11. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 11. If you're there, say amen. Now we saw in verse 6 that the Bible is saying, or the Bible says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is the rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. Can we read again verse 6, Hebrews 7, 6, 1, 2, 3, go. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he what? He is, and is the rewarder of them that what? So it means that the life that pleases God and the life that honors him is a life of faith. Please follow me. It's a life of what? Faith. Now, tonight I'm going to show you different aspects of your life where you need to be audacious. That is, this aspect, it's a caucus. You either learn it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or you live another person's life in yours. And there's no mercy for those who have not learned to live by conviction. In fact, you have not really started living until you begin to live by conviction. And I'm going to show you how delicate it is to live based on opinions of men, because you are timid. Now, see, look up, everybody. One of the things you must learn is that whether genuinely or unknowingly, people have a way of passing their insecurities on others. People have a way of passing their own belief system on others. In the sense that the subtle or direct attempt to conform everyone to be what they want them to be. See, I understand you are a simple person. I understand you just love God. But what I'm telling you is that you will be unfortunate not to master living by conviction. And I use that word respectively. Because people will make you live their lives, live their fears, live their insecurities, and will still insult you for not being yourself. That's how serious it is. You will have no justifiable reason as to the reason why you are not an original. Are you following what I'm saying now? Don't be everything else except yourself. So you and sometimes you look at the level of intimidation that people try to pass on others. Why are they talking like this? Why are they doing like this? Why can't he be like this? Why can't he do like that? Why, and you observe all the whys and all that. It is a subtle attempt to make sure at the end of the day you are just like each other. See, if all God wants on earth is you, there's no reason why he has created all of us. Are you following what I'm saying? If the only kind of minister God wants on earth is a Femi Lazarus, there's no reason why he has called others. But God is a God of varieties. Are you following what I'm saying here? And it is important that this is a very serious night, and I pray God help me. Love people, but don't live their lives. See, you can respect me as your pastor, but live your life. And I'm going to teach you. There is a separate assignment that God has called you for and called you to that requires originality. God has not called you to be an echo. He has called you to be a voice. So you've got to find your voice. And you've got to speak distinctively and make it loud. Please, are you following what I'm saying here? There are unique giftings, unique graces, characteristics, traits, strengths, and weaknesses that you have. and all are important to the fulfillment of your assignment. Let me tell you something. The moment you live the life of comparing yourself with people, what is likely going to happen is that you accept them and trash yourself. You must understand that just as God finished making Adam and said, this is good, when he finished making you, he also said good. God did not say Adam was not good. He said it is not good for him to be alone. It's not good for a good person to be alone. So it is not marriage that makes you good. You are good because he perfected his work. Are you with me now? Because sometimes you may get the coinage that you are not good until you are married. And the implication of that is that you feel your destiny hangs on someone. That when they leave, you think they have gone with it. By yourself, he said good. Do you understand what I'm saying? I have taught before and I mark exams. Okay? Anything that will make me put good, it means the fellow is good. When God finished and he looked at you, he said, by all standard, God is the highest. If he says good, nobody can say it's not good. It is okay that you are not good enough for someone, but you are good enough for destiny. So it's for them. Are you following what I'm saying? One time like that, years back, more than 12 years ago, a lady walked up to me in church, pastoring then in the church, and said to me, she said, I just want to let you know I don't like you. I said, no problem, but come. Why? She said, how can everybody like you? So I have to be different. I don't like you. Yeah. You do. You don't just know how to say it. And you are proud. I also know that life is not easy for the blind. Are you following? Now I will not talk like that. I will just move on. See, deal with it. You can't be everybody's peck. Deal with it. Okay? Let's talk now. True? One man's food is another man's poison. Even in ministry, not everybody will enjoy your message. Yeah. Some will say that, I don't feel convenient listening to Apostle Emil. I'm not sent to you, simple. It's not like I'm not sound. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you see those that I'm sent to, the message is everything to them. Uh-huh. Okay? This idea of trying to make yourself acceptable, you are not ice cream. An ice cream finish on time because it will not melt. They will finish you, sir. And the moment people know that their opinion can control you, they will finish you. They will use you. There's no pity in this world, though. You've got to understand this or you are destroyed. I'm telling you. And I said sometimes upbringing too has not done justice. You see, we raise children in such a way that the disciplines, everything we teach them is based on the opinion of others. And right from their young age, you are comparing them. Say, Jibola is your mate. Look at the way he's behaving. And you make them feel they are nothing compared to that person. And they grow up with those stigmas. There are many who have not broken free from the stigma of their childhood days because of words. But we are not just product of nature. We are product of nurture. You must re-educate yourself. He that made me said good. And the meaning of that good is excellent. Are you with me this morning? Very important. All right, because the uniqueness of your journey will require boldness. Do you require what? Boldness. Require what? Require what? Do you know that the fact that you have a gift doesn't mean you will use it? There might be people who can sing, but will never do because of cancel culture. True? Yeah. True. Everybody will look at me. See. Why are you afraid of everybody looking at you? Let's start from there. The reason why you are afraid is because you feel you are inadequate. And you feel you don't deserve it. But this same you celebrate people that you know you have better giftings, but they only have more audacity to do it. I'm not saying you should not celebrate them, but I'm saying manifest. So what excuse will you give that all the giftings died because you are thinking of what you will think? What excuse will you give that you could not pursue those God-given agenda, which is time-bound? It's a time factor. That's the concern. The fact that you cannot always do everything again. There are certain things that when the time pass, that's it. You have to go to the next phase. And like that, the quality of life or what we could become start reducing. Till they, at the last day of their life, begin to regret what they have not done. Follow me. Alright? Because we're going somewhere. Now let's begin to look at the list in Hebrews 11. From verse 7 now. It says, by faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should, after receiving an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith, now you can see that one of the things that is common to the men that are listed in Hebrews 11 was that the proof of faith was that they went on their journey. What was the proof of faith? They went on their journey. Noah built an ark. He began to build. I'm saying that there are certain things that are important, but you look stupid doing it. But you must continue. Do you understand what I'm saying? The fact that people are mocking a person doesn't mean he's foolish. He may be the one doing the right thing that everyone will come to learn. See, when I do certain things and you insult me for doing them, you are not necessarily right. You might not have come to the level of growth to see what I see. And when you get there, you will also start. But if I have stopped, you will say, why did I stop? I'm telling you that there are people who are bold, and they are bolder than you. And they are louder than you. And you'll be a victim of their thoughts and their personal prejudice because you accept everything, hook, line, and sinker. You have to fight for your journey and insist on what God said. Do you understand what I'm saying? When our ministry started, people gathered, and I hope any one of them is online. I hope, with all love in my heart, that they are seeing what they stood up against. And where will we have put all these destinies if I succumbed? And who can withstand you with Bible verse? Are you following what I'm saying? One time some group of ministers called my people who are following me and said, you are following him. They called them to a pastor's meeting and said, sit down. Say, the fellow you are following does not have a future. He said, everything about this ministry will die in less than 6 months. They said, everything about this ministry will die. They were not saying that, maybe you should. They were bold about it. Are you following what I'm saying? In fact, I remember one of those days, I went to a place on OAU campus called Membo to cry. Went to weep. And God said, what are you doing there? Get up. Go and eat. That's all. Get up. Go and eat. There are people that should not, they don't deserve getting tears from your eyes. Against me. If you know the future of what you have started, you know why the devil will instigate men. Why do you think they should not be against you? Are you following what I'm saying here? One time somebody came to where I was preaching. He said he was waiting for me to finish preaching so they would flog me out of that place. My God. He said he will call Students Union. They will drag him out of this campus. Why is he doing ministry here? Why not here? The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Why not here? Praise God. And I stood my ground. You must fight for everything God has given you to do. There's an illustration in Revelations of the woman that was pregnant with the man-child. Then dragon stood by her to withstand her. There is a devil trying to abort the divine pregnancy you are carrying. He wants you to have stillbirth. And one of the primary ways he has succeeded in doing it again and again is through intimidation. Particularly two people you honor. The moment the devil sees that you honor a person's voice, he may want to use it against you. And you can be in a meeting, and after the entire meeting, what you have done is that you have canceled all God's plan. Because the person, and listen, hear what I'm saying. When you have spiritual people who are very charged, the authority that follows what they are saying can come as though God has put a stamp on it. Because power is power. And you can finish hearing and say, I'm not qualified for this, I'm not qualified for that, I'm not qualified for this. And I want to leave this as a note of warning. You will never qualify for anything. Because God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies those he calls. Seeing therefore that we have received this ministry, having received what? Mercy. Are you following what I'm saying here? How that not many wise were called, not many nobles were called. God used the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Somebody say, you are foolish. Say, I'm yes, I am. That's why God chose me. It is my foolishness that was the qualification. It's not anything, not a strange stuff. Are you following what I'm saying here? Huh? Bulk of people gathered. Say, he's not going anywhere in life. In fact, you see people who are following me, who are coming for my meeting, they will be stopping them on the road. They'll be stopping them. Are you going for his meeting? Your life will be finished. By the grace of God, I have never, and by his grace, I will never have any record of scandal. So it's not like maybe I was doing something bad. Just people who believe that God must get permission from them before he can call you. That God must pass through us. If God, who are you for God to call you and we didn't know? But you must stand, sir, and fight. Because those that will make you useless will be the first to abuse you. Do you understand what I'm saying? People say, we've always known he's not getting anywhere. We've known. We saw. We saw he's not getting anywhere. I wanted to give an illustration. Let me try. Oh God, help me. I'm going to try to make it in quotes. During some of the presidential stuff in one of the countries in Africa, one of the men said that this guy that is contesting, his name is Peter, and he will deny all of you the same way Peter denied Jesus. Meanwhile, behind the back, they went to meet him and say, step down now. He's an old man. If he now succumbs, they will say, we told you. Let me share a story with you. I said tonight is a... Are you following what I'm saying? Because I'm... Should I even share this story? Because it's sensitive. You know, sometimes you people are the ones who get blessed. There might be people who will now cut that part and say, Pastor, what did you say here? You understand what I'm saying? It's body of Christ. But hear me. Now, this is a story that happened to me. Growing up as a child, one time I was victimized. And I'm going to put it in code. And a woman used pestle. This thing used to pound yam and eat my head with it. And I passed out. And family gathered and said, this woman is a witch. She wants to kill this boy. And said she needs to leave this house. And I stayed in my room where I was. And they were having family meeting in the parlor. And the woman came to meet me and knelt down. I was a young boy. She was crying. Say, if they make this decision now and I leave, who will take care of these children? Who will take care of this? And I joined her in crying. So she said, go there and defend me. And please, on my behalf, tell them I didn't do it. So I, out of pity, I went there. And I said, she didn't do it. The moment I said that, the first thing that happened was that a dirty slap landed on my face. And it was the same woman who slapped me. And from that moment, I couldn't talk again. And she said, I told you guys that he wants to scatter this house. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying people will give you things to do. And we say, we've known that you are a fool. You must have conviction that is rooted in prayer and follow it. And even when it is not making sense, stay! It takes commitment to be, it takes audacity to stand. If not, you will never do anything in your life. Something is not working for a while, you chicken out. Are you following what I'm saying now? Yeah. Because your life will only be easy if you want to fit in. Fit in, be a mediocre like everyone else, you will have no problem. But the moment you take a stand that you'll be different, you will have to fight. Do you understand what I'm saying? Live like any other person. Think like them. Be a mediocre like them. See what they are seeing. They will like you. But the moment you choose to be different, you must be willing to walk alone till vision begins to speak. That courage is what many believers don't have. They cry too much. They're always looking for counseling. There are many things you don't need counseling over. God has said, go. Go! What's counseling? Are you following what I'm saying here? You don't seem to like what I'm teaching. Are you with me? Oh, yeah. Very important. Very important. If not, the devil is going to afflict you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you getting something? Now, listen to me. Hear me out. Many people are alive, but only few are living. Your life doesn't start counting until you really start living a purposeful life of conviction. Are you following what I'm saying? You know, I've given disclaimer before I started. You don't have to live based on people's impression. Somebody look at you and say, I feel it's not people like you that God should call. Are you deputy God? No. Where were you when he laid foundation of the heaven and the earth? Nowhere. You say you think God should not call people like me. But he should call people like you. Are you following what I'm saying? And even when, if you have made a mistake and they know your past, have you repented? Are you walking in righteousness? God can still use you. In the same place where you have been called forsaken, he can still use you. That's the truth. Because I'm still going to get there. Many people don't have the audacity to heal. It takes audacity to heal. And many don't have the audacity to heal. So they bleed to death. There are believers who are happy and smiling that one mistake they make, they may never recover from it. Not because God will not forgive them, but because they will never forgive themselves. And many of you don't know that it is pride to be saying, a whole me. How did I make this mistake? Who are you? That's why you fell. It is pride to sit and say, a whole me. A whole me. See, you have not been depending on the grace of God. It is that grace that keeps us from falling. And Jude, is it verse 24? Now unto him that is able to keep us from what? Falling. And present us spotless before the Father. A old you is not captured in that picture. It's unto him. Are you with me now?
Yes,
very important. Now, if you observe and you read Hebrews 11, you'll find out the class of people that was mentioned or that is being mentioned in Hebrews 11 are men who heard God's voice, believed what they heard, and followed after it. even when there was no proof. They heard God's voice, they believed what they heard, and they did what? And they followed after it. Noah began to build an ark at a time that it had not rained before. People could not understand. Sometimes God will inspire you to do what has not been done before. A version in a way that it has not been done before. Somebody comes to meet me and say, actually, God is calling me to start a church walk. And this church walk, we are not to be having Sunday service. It is actually Wednesday evening and it's church. There is nowhere it is written in the Bible that church must be Sunday, Sunday. I believe you. Is it God? I said, I believe you. There is a loophole that needs to be filled that those of us who are doing Sunday, Sunday may not feel. Hence the reason why God has called you to do that. Are you following what I'm saying here? And you see, it may give you inspiration of a different style and a different method to the end that a different class of people can be saved. Everyone cannot be black and white. Let's respect these differences. Let's respect it. And people die young for insulting what the Holy Ghost is doing in ministries and in lives because they don't know. And they shoot themselves in the leg. Be careful before you stand against any man. You may be standing against the next big thing. Let me come again. Be careful before you stand against any man. They say, are you following? People not say, because everybody have their part to play in prophecy. May you not be the one to now know that you fought against what God is doing. Every time God is doing something, He does it as the supreme God. And it shows you, I don't need to consult before I do it. Make sure that your own part that will be remembered and captured in prophecy or in the journey is the part of an antagonist because you didn't know. And you think God must always work based on your mentality. Or God must work based on what you think. No. God is bigger than you. Your small head cannot capture His eternal plan. You receive yours and move on. I said your head is too small to capture His eternal plan. You receive yours and move on. Let's stop all this arrogance and pride. Nobody has been called to be God in anybody's life. I lead people who say, I'm their spiritual father. I bless God for the privilege. And submit to me and say, I want to do this program and give me permission. God has given you a sovereign call. Are you working in error? No. I'm to guide you, not permission. The one who called you has said, go ahead. Who am I? How do I stand to permit what God has called for? Unless we see that something is missing, we call people back and say, oh boy, sit down. Are you following what I'm saying? And sometimes you look at people, they are ready to drop everything. I'm saying, thank God for accountability. And I'm speaking and that's why I say what I'm saying is delicate. Thank God for accountability structure. But I'm saying, sir, you must have certain convictions because you will not always agree. The goal of leadership is not to clone people. It is to help them become the best they can in their own uniqueness. Do you understand what I'm saying? In their own uniqueness. I have one of our pastors who pastor our Lagos church. He's a unique person. The way he dance, unique. I don't have that energy. Very unique. The pastor in Ibadan, they can all hear me now, also unique. He has his own method. He's talking quietly. He said, "By I say I talk." That's him. That's who he is. The one in Ife at all, also another unique person. The idea is this. Now look at it. Ephesians chapter number 3 verse 10. Let's read this together. To the intent that the wisdom of God is seen by principalities and power. This wisdom is displayed. It's a manifold wisdom displayed through different people in church. The wisdom of God is not fully captured in one dimension. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not fully captured in one dimension. Now, if you are under the sound of my voice, and certain visions have died in your heart because you were in an environment where it was not understood, it is your fault it died. Nobody owes you approval around your race. What did I say? Okay, the approval, what does it bring to your account? I'm saying, and let me say this to you. You know, when you are cooking, you say pinch of salt, seasoning, and all that. Men who fulfill destiny must have pinch of tenacity. I don't want to use the word stubbornness because that's where I don't want to make that mistake. But I'm saying that you must have a pinch of the ability to continue regardless of who disagrees. And I say this because many of those who will disagree will later repent. But may it not be that you stopped. May it not be that you stopped. I'm saying again, may it not be that you stopped. When they will come back and say, we didn't know it would be like this. And I want to please implore us that leaders must be careful. So you don't play God in people's life. So you don't play God in people's life. Rather, you help them see and you help them become. Leaders must be very, very careful. So you don't play God in people's life. You rather help them become. Praise God. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, in Spirit of Life Church, we raise God's end time armies. Ah. We are not raising civilians. Armies. Are you following what I'm saying? God said he's calling chosen and superiors to do this. Go ahead. That's the essence of the training. Our duty is to train and give you wings to fly. And support you. And stand by you. Are you following what I'm saying? Not to cut down those visions to sizes. Praise God. When myself and my wife got married, I asked her, what do you like to do? She said, counseling. I've never thought of that in my life. Of many things God told me about my spouse, he didn't tell me about counseling. Fact. I never for one day say, are you sure? Go ahead. Babe, I want to do this. Oh, go ahead. Ah, you don't even say anything. I said, go ahead. Start. I prefer you start and fail than not to start at all. Start and make mistakes, then we'll correct it together. And mistakes is part of variety.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy it, sir. Yes. This fear of not, I don't want to make any mistake. Who are you? Make your mistakes on time and move on. Yes, sir. None of us are doing what we are doing because we have made mistakes. One time, one of my friends sent my message to me and said, what were you saying here? I said, oh, mercy, oh. Tough. Just forgive me. Okay? I beg, I'm sorry. I told my wife, I said, ah, God, see my life now. But I appreciated it more. Are you following what I'm saying? Ah. The mistake you don't want to make in the days of obscurity, you make it in grand style when light shines. Make your mistakes and move on. Say you are singing, you sang off key. Uh-huh. Recover. Find the key. Find. Ah. So you don't go and sing down at that national stadium. Find the key in your local church and get back on track. Praise God. I remember one time they were doing auditioning and a young lady was removed from the choir. Because in Spirit of Life Church, we help. We all say, okay, you go to sanitation and then do protocol and all that. You can protocol God's people and all that. But I went back to pray and I saw that this girl's music is going to shake the world. In fact, there's one of the very powerful Nigerian singers now. I don't want to mention his name. One of the strong vocalists we have. I pastored him about 12 years ago. This guy was removed from the choir because he couldn't sing. He couldn't sing. Sometimes you send away your Joseph because he has not become. But it is important for Joseph not to say that is the end of the dream.
Yes, sir.
That you are not in choir is not the end of your music ministry.
Yes,
Jephthah was sent away, but he became a mighty man. They called him back. The same choir can call you back as music instructor. The same choir. And say, come and be music because you went and found yourself. Have that courage too. Don't let people determine your mortality. Have the courage too. Are you following what I'm saying here? And many of those who were singing then in that choir, they become what they have become. See, we need the eyes of the Spirit. Are you following what I'm saying? Maybe you say, this is my passion. I've always wanted to do this. But you're in a church where they will pray and send to the department. Now they didn't send you there. That's not the end of that passion.
Yes, sir.
That is they giving you opportunity to prove beyond measure that it was true. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Let me share my part of my story. I used to be in the choir. Okay? I know you struggle to believe. And what I went through in the choir, and what I put the choir through, was horrific. They passed me through, and I also passed them through. But I didn't know. We're having our, it was CAC. Our district chairman was coming. Praise God. So we were to sing our group. And meanwhile, doing rehearsal, they didn't put mic in my hands. You see. But, you know, this kind of moment where the engineer who is hearing mic just gave you, and nobody's collecting. You gave me. Nobody's collecting my mic. No problem. We shall sing. And I began. But unfortunately for the team, my eyes were closed throughout. Unfortunately for them. I noticed by the time we finished, people were reluctant to clap. So, I see, my innocence can be amazing. I was too convinced that they had been touched. I was too convinced that they are too touched to clap. That, they've been touched. Until we began to have meeting, and the choir director now said, actually, Bro Femi, Sherry, some people have naturally loud voice, and they don't need mic. Why now? He said, so, I think by mic here. And you should not have taken that mic. And I was on my own. JJ. Because I was always wearing suit in church. And you said the Holy Ghost said, you should call me to your band. On my own. After that day, they stopped calling me for rehearsal. I just observed. We're staying not far from the church. They'll be singing. They won't call me. You don't call your family again. But praise God. I've not given up. I know you don't believe. You are mocking me. God will judge you. Praise God. Fail. Do it again. Don't quit. Do it again. Doesn't matter. You must have the audacity to pursue. Please, are you following what I'm teaching you here? Now, this is a very, very important subject, and I need you to follow me with all your heart. The truth of the matter is that everything you fail at shows you a way it is not going to work. All right? I was speaking to one of my brothers this morning, and he asked me, he said, how do you do the things you do? How do you have the courage to do the things you are doing? Like, you left that your church in Ibadan. Say yes. And you went to start a fresh work. I said yes. And God says again, anytime says, get out of this place, I will. So how do you do all this? And I said, I don't think. I simply obey. I never thought about coming to Abuja till I entered the plane. I never thought about it. My wife was with me at the airport, hugging and trying to cry. I just left. I said, we'll talk later. When next we'll see, I don't know. When I don't know. And I'm not emotionless. I don't think about obeying God. As he said it, we prayed about it. Because women, when you pray about it, when you now want to do it. Don't tell my wife I said that. Okay? But now you need audacity. You need courage. I went on a 6-week trip recently. I never thought about that trip till I landed in Ibadan. In fact, it was after 3 days. It occurred to me that it's 6 weeks.
So all the thing of, my husband is going, when are we going? After 6 weeks, that's going to be a long time. It was foreign to me because I have not thought about it. You must be pragmatic about obeying God. Now, I'm not saying that you should not be family conscious. Are you following what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But I'm saying, sometimes the way you think about things are the reason why you not. At the end of your thinking is that you're saying, there's no point. That's the end of your own thinking. Say, there's no point. Let's just leave it. Let's postpone it. And you now go past the timeline, and then you miss the mark. Are you following what I'm saying? God has said it. It can't die. I am not the owner of the church. Jesus said, I will build my church. Nothing can go down. See, don't overrate your importance. Don't overrate it. Are you following what I'm saying? Don't overrate it. In fact, the people say, Papa, don't go. We'll miss you. It is good for you that I go. And start so, because there is a part of your life that needs that kind of courage to execute. And you will never become if I sit with you. In fact, we'll begin to have problem. True or not true? Oh, yes. Praise God. Say loud and clear, I'm audacious. Come on, say it again. Come on, say it again. I am not afraid of anything. I am not afraid of anything. I do everything God asks me to do. Praise God. Whether it is common or uncommon, whether it is normal or unnormal, I obey God promptly. Praise God. Are you with me now? No room for fear in destiny. No room. Why should somebody be eating their food, living their life, and they are panicking your heart? You can't live your own life. Because once I start this, now everybody will start saying this. And sometimes God will say, start something, and somebody else start it around you. Start yours too. The sky is wide enough for birds to fly. And it is only in Nigeria. And I think particularly among the Westerners, that once somebody wants to start something, one of my boys started running a pharmacy. And the pharmacy assistant came to meet him and said, you have to close down. Because based on our rules, we can't have two pharmaceutical stores in the same environment. This is what has enthroned mediocrity. One time I told one of my boys, said he was going to start the branch of their ministry. And I said, there's a hall just beside our church. There's a hall. I can't take the hall. I said, I'm saying there's a hall. You say you can't take the hall. Okay, if a club comes to take that hall and they are disturbing us, is that what gives you joy? Go to the market, you see both boys all in the same line selling the same thing, and they are brothers. But in ministry, it is disloyalty if you have your church around my own because you follow me. Who brought us this nonsense? Meanwhile, if a mosque come to get a place, you prefer it than for. And you don't blame people. They've seen things too. They've seen things. Praise God. When we get out of this facility, which is a matter of days, we look for a ministry that has a calling but can't afford it. And we give them. And we look for equipment we can leave. I say, please take it. Are you following what I'm saying? Praise God. The sky is wide enough for birds to fly without ruffling feathers. It's wide enough. See, this your humility. See, you've learned many things wrongly. Many of you, when you enter into a bus, you believe you must pay for the person you know. Who gave you that body? Where is it written? You feel obligated to do many things, even when it implicates you. You just have that obligation. It's my younger sister, my mommy's friend's younger brother's son's cousin. So we can't be in the same bus. And meanwhile, it is not compassion. It is sense of obligation. You are being robbed. Yeah, and many of you have done it. And you notice that there's no reward for it. Now you are almost offended. What kind of God am I serving now? No, he didn't send you now. He only reward what he commands. Did he send you? No. Your ego sent you. Your ego sent you. Your ego sent you. Praise God. You want to get married? They say some people, this is what they want. Can you afford it? No. Tell them to drink water. I said, tell them to drink water.
Yes, sir.
I said, tell them to drink. And many of the problems people face at the junction of getting married is a problem of stupidity. You can get married, quote me, anywhere with 1,000 naira. I will join you. Come wearing jeans and shirts. Your parents agree. Are they there? They will sign. No problem. My wife is a marriage counselor. Counsel you. We know you. There is no scripture that says you must wear suit. Show me the scripture, I will resign. There's no scripture that says you must wear wedding gown. If what you can afford is that, a cabin biscuit, pick at the door if you like. If you don't like, go. Wedding reception is calling those who are not hungry to come and eat.
Yes, sir.
Why should you die for it? Why should you die for it? Why? Who sent you now? You know who sent you? Your ego.
Yes, sir.
Your ego. We bought many things when we were getting married. I regret now. I regret now. Because I don't have memory of any of those things. After we finished our reception, they were begging people on the street, come and eat, oh. There's meat. Come, come, come. You see that? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Don't kill yourself. Are you following what I'm saying? I don't want to go into details. I was asking my wife, what does your fiance do? Say, tell him I am a pastor. Now, I do many other things, but because of the way he acts, tell him I'm a pastor. I want trouble. Because of the way he was asking. And he too is a pastor, so let's see whether we'll destroy ourselves. You want to destroy your kind and say a pastor cannot take care of you. I say, tell him I'm a pastor. And that's it. And I say, actually, say, you want to marry my daughter? I say, yes. What do you do? Say, sir, actually, I know God called me, and I'm doing it, sir. But I'm also into, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. I am a pastor. Say, is that a vocation? Paul said in Ephesians 3 verse 1, he said, as a prisoner of life, I beseech you to walk worthy of the vocation that you have received. So, being a pastor is a walk. And if God has called you, be bold about it. And if anybody leave you because you are a pastor, another one will come. Who has been praying to marry one? See, never beg any girl to like you. Sorry, ladies. I'm going to find one for you too, okay? No, I will. I will balance it. Are you following what I'm saying? The girl said she can't marry a pastor. It is her decision. Don't beg her that God is flash. You have a problem God didn't create for you. You will not recover from it. Why you should beg? The girl said, I can't marry you because you are a pastor. Say, I don't like you too. I thought we are on the same page. But since we are not, you can go. See, there are things that must be deal breakers. One of it is you have to compromise your calling. So you say, actually, are you following what I'm saying here? This is a deal breaker. My wife, I know you are wondering what I'm about to say. I will say it. I met her at a time I told God, anybody that will stress me is not my wife. If you stress me, because I have seen hell, sir, so I must seek consolation. I face hell. I waited for 2 years. 2 years. One day I got up, I said, I'm not blind, I'm not lame, I'm not crippled. I'm done. I'm not going to pass today in this waiting journey again. This is the end. So when I asked, God said, that's your wife. I was mentoring her. I'm still mentoring her. Just that now she argues with me. And I said, give me your 3-year plan. Now that's the entry point. Praise God. That's the way I entered.
Give me your 3-year plan. Send me the 3-year plan. Yes, sir. So I'm saying, sir. I say, well, we want to marry you. Don't know what, you don't know what's going on. Yes, he say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Forget about that one. Is he, yes, sir? We are dealing with you. Send the 3-year plan. Was calling me. Sir, have you seen it, sir? I say, stay there. I read through the 3-year plan. I didn't see marriage. I say, God, are you sure what you told me? I say, write your 5-year plan. She wrote 5-year plan. I didn't see marriage. Ah. I say, God. Because they are, you can't go straight like that. You're bound on your head. Ah. Experience. So I said, this one is not ready. God said, ask her. So I went to meet her. Well, you are a mature lady. How come you don't have marriage in your plan? Say, because I'm ready. Okay, I'm ready too. Let's see. There's no point stressing ourselves. You know this is the person, but you just want to stress his life. You just want to stress him to wait. Are you deliverance of Israel? They have to wait for 410 years for you. They say, you have to wait. Any man that will merit me must wait, must. See, listen to what I'm saying. It can be God and the person can tire out. It can be God and the person can tire out. Many young sisters in church have been pegged by a wrong belief system. You are not anybody's eternal life. Nobody should wait and wait all their life. If you know it's God, humble yourself and say yes. Why should you stress somebody's son? You're saying, keep coming, keep pursuing after me, keep pursuing. Let me be sure it's serious. You don't have the Holy Ghost. If you do, those who do hear God's voice on time. But this one is taking you a year to know he's the one. And meanwhile, when they do those things, there are about 10 people they are comparing you with. In most cases, you are just one of those numbers. You see? And you are carrying Bible. I used to like a sister. I noticed every time I go there, I'm on queue. When I say my eyes have seen, you think it's a joke. Every time, there's no day I've never gotten there and I'm the first person. On queue. Every, I say, is this sister a counselor? Is she a doctor? Is she a surgeon? Is she seeing people? The old step will say, pastor, you are around. He will soon finish inside though. And the guy too will come out and say, pastor, how are you doing? Say, I'm fine. I didn't come there to evangelize, not to do anything to see this sister. Only for me to find out that we are four. And amongst the four of us, there was a soldier. I ran. I ran for my life. I ran. I didn't look back. If my wife had told me she is the same name with that, I don't want to mention it, the same namesake with that sister, I would have said, God, why? I ran. Four soldier. Now you hear that they've carried a pussy. God forbid. Praise God. And many of these things are so because of the depravity in the culture of Africa. You have to use the money you don't have to impress people who don't like you. People borrow from apps that will send your name to even your friends and enemies. And you borrow to wear a gown for a party that you are not even an invited guest. Nobody even knew you came. But now the loan app will now say, so-and-so-and-so person. And only God knows the category of people they went to invent to be writing those messages. Because they are bad. True or not true? You must be secure in what where God has placed you, where you are in your journey. Praise God. I said praise God. You must be secure where God has what? And where you are in your... Now let me say this as we move on. One of the facts about life is that there will always be somebody ahead of you. Let that humble you. And there will be those at your level. Relate. Okay? And there will be those coming behind you. Support them. You see? Don't put yourself under pressure. Because your age mate, that they are your age mate doesn't mean you have the same timeline. See? Don't die now. Follow this thing step by step. It takes audacity to follow up step by step. It is not working yet, but it will work.
say, write the vision, make it play upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. It will speak at the end. Every vision speaks at the end. I saw a story by Pastor Yi Adeboye where he was talking about a day in redemption camp, the same redemption camp, that his children, they were going to eat that night, and there was not going to be meat. There was not going to be meat. So, you know, that morning, he took them on a walk, and he began to prepare them, that today you are going to learn something new. So what's that? So you'll be eating okra meat. Say what? Say okra meat. They will cut okra in big size. So you will eat it as meat. Yeah, we can't wait. We can't wait. Because there was no money for meat. And while they were talking, he said, his dog that went with them just ran to the bush and was fighting something there. It was a squirrel. And the dog killed it. So he collected the squirrel, and that was what they had that morning. It takes boldness to remain in the midst of it. When people can look at it and say you have failed, and say no, it will work. We have not, this is where we are in the journey. When you take a seed and put it in the earth, it first dies. But that death is part of growth. Sometimes somebody is doing something and is doing well, doing amazing well, working with a company. And God said, okay, now I resign from that place and come and serve me. And financially, you may not look like you are measuring up to the you that used to work in that company. But let me tell you something. You are more than that person. Now there is something that is definitely God whose voice will speak at the end. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you don't have this kind of audacity, you will always want something that is instant, instant, instant. And what that does is that there will be no future. There are three ways for future to be. I'm just going to tell you, of course, the foundation of it all is that you follow God's plan. But one of it is that you must see something true from start to finish. Be a part of a vision. From start to finish. From start to finish. From start to finish. Be a part of a vision. Sometimes I go online and I stumble on pictures of people in their small days, Sinach and Co. with Pastor Chris, and you look at them. It takes audacity to know it will work. And to stay there. And to what? Now somebody can come to the church now and say, Apostle Lazarus, is this where they are using Abuja? Oh, this. I can't stay here. But give us 2 weeks. I say, see, my life is a demonstration that everything works. I follow what I'm saying. When God said go to Abuja, I didn't have any headache. There's no headache about getting any venue to impress anybody. I can start anywhere, including Palo, and we'll live stream. Because this voice is for nations. And we'll share pictures. One time our church collapsed, and it was heap of sand everywhere. That's where we're doing service. We'll do worship and praise. Live stream, you'll be seeing sand. That is where we're doing it. You see, because many people don't have past record. You know why? They have deleted it out of fear. They have deleted it out of fear. And they lie. Have you seen children that lie about their mother? I say that's our house help. They lie. Because they want to conform. They want to be like. There's no way I can't start church. That's the thing you don't know about me. There's nowhere. Put me in the sun with chair. I will start a church there. As God said. And you will see that place with one guy who is wearing funny clothes. That place will become a place where thousands will come and sit down. I see. Do you understand what I'm saying? Audacity to stay with it till it grows. To stay with it till it grows. To stay with it till it grows. And you are not buried in between. You are not dying in between or depressing. There's no depression. There's nothing. There's no. We just keep enjoying everything. I am too aware that a generation will see this and say, I trust God too. Everything you are part of now is an amazing throwback. You will be glad you are a part of this move. No, see, now it looks so normal. But you will sit down and remember these days and say, thank God! Consider it a privilege. and enjoy it. Look around. Everything you see here is too brief. Too brief. Now, how do I speak with this kind of confidence? Because I know. I know him who have sent me. I know. First week here, we look for a house in this Abuja. Abuja. If you are not careful, you say, I go back to my village. One time, one man said, we speak the same language as this. The man said, 2.5 million on top of the house rent. I said, My God. In this city. God bless you, sir. And I told my wife. I said, these people might be looking online. See, I have no business making impressions to anyone. I said, I'm ready to go and buy student room. All the ladies, they will go and sleep somewhere. All right? We've already settled for one of our... So go and sleep there. We'll be inside this place. We'll be sleeping and waking up and doing ministry. I have no business trying to get scared that, a homie, who am I? Let this generation not break the pattern of process because you want to give impression. That you are in process doesn't mean you are failing. I saw a video that interested me on during the week by our pastor in Ibadan, and I loved the video. He got up from the reception and he walked to the church office, to the church, and I said, yes, this is my boy. I love him. So I love this video. I can't take that kind of video here because we don't have those kind of things here. And I'm not failing. And this place explodes. Bam! If I'm training you, you can pastor. We believe in our product here. Say, yeah, because it's Abuja, I must be the one there. Never. God said the next place is Kano. Kano, I go. Abuja, I see you once in a while. And he can't die. And he can't go down. Same effect everywhere. Come on. Let's stop all this nonsense. When we came here, all of us were sweeping this place, and I said in a matter of days we are going to our next venue. It's 16 million naira, not 16 billion. If by now we can't do 16 million, what have we been doing? I said the money will come. Are you following what I'm saying? I don't have any iota of fear. I said, I don't have. Nothing about this ministry has kept me awake and thinking at night. I can't sleep. Nothing. Say, I can't sleep. I will pray. And I will sleep. And I will eat. And fast when I need to fast. I can't have high blood pressure because of the church of Jesus. Is it my church? You don't understand what I'm telling you yet. I'm saying, if this Bible study is to be holding in my parlor, we will live stream. And we will enjoy the process. Our joy is not because we're expanding. Our joy is because we're in His will. And the courage to stay there when it doesn't look like, that is what is scarce. Are you following what I'm saying here? Maybe because I'm wearing suit, you feel I'm rugged, sir. There's no village I can't pastor. Put me anywhere. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very, very important. So you don't kill yourself because something has not come to the time you. Our church, our ministry, we started 24th of August, 2014, as a discipleship group. We had our first keyboard. Now, this will shock you. The first time Sphere of Light Church will ever release money to go and buy a keyboard was 2020, 6 years after. I told them, keyboard is not my priority. Is there a mic to preach? Yes. Go and borrow keyboard. Is there a mic to preach? Yes. Now, it's not like the money we could not have bought, but we bought our first sound 5 years after. Somebody heard my message. It was phone we used to record. And said, this message is too deep for it not to be clear. Say, I'll send money. And the fellow sent 200,000. We added 150. We bought mixer amp, two speakers, microphone, generator, another level. And we enjoyed every process. One time I was using a phone. The phone would not pick network in my house. I will have to go to the street to search for network. And I was preaching to thousands on Telegram. And nobody knew. You don't have to look like your level. You don't have to look like your problem. Do this thing with excitement. And one time, one of my boys in Lagos picked it up and felt, let's help this man. And he walked to my room with a brand new phone. Hi. I thank him. One time we're going to go and God said I should go and do apostolic work in Lagos for like a month plus. Everybody in the ministry contributed money. And say, our pastor is going, money, let's contribute. I thought about partnership before I went. So you can partner with your man of God. So they partner. Every partnership total to 54,000. So I said, okay, this thing can be used gradually, transport and all those things. But I also need a good phone so I can be communicating with them. So I called Pastor Henry. He said, let's go to Computer Village. This is a story that... So we went to Computer Village. And I met a guy. I didn't know that a Computer Village just entered the store you want to. Don't let anybody meet you. So the guy said, I know his phone you want. Say, let me shock you. Say, I will... Do you know Computer Village? Say, there's a phone that I can give you now. And that phone is so powerful, it will charge other phones. I said, you don't mean it. He said, it's true. He said, it's true. I said, let's go there. It took us through different corners and brought out this phone. I said, we mentioned the amount. I said, no, you can't. I priced it. The phone worked well until I got home. When I got home, and first I was pressing the top screen, I have to press up. And the guy was not traceable. I struggled with that phone for over a year. And I gave to one of my boys. He began to grow lean. I said, I've given this boy the problem of his life. He began to grow lean. One time again, we went to Oyo, to his place. God said, go to Oyo again, go and raise me an altar in Oyo. We went to Oyo, we went. In his house, then, you have to make a choice. Sit down, don't let them know you. Because they must not know what I'm about to say. You have to make a choice. And the choice is a difficult one. You will choose for the night. Do you want breeze? Alright? And plenty mosquito. Or, no mosquito, but it's a cell room. So we're oscillating. Today we say breeze. But by the time it's 3 a.m., it will look as though they flogged you. But that's where you could afford. One time I said, I want to use the toilet. Pastor. We'll have to walk. Where we walk to is more than from here to Jabi. I said, are we not going to visit? He said, ah. He said, it's even because it's you. What did we go to do there? Ministry. That was where we were. Do you understand what I'm saying there? Maybe now I'm going to any of our centers and I book hotel, or they book hotel for me, and they are getting hotel of certain amount. I say, one day I'm going to get it. Oh God, there's a process. There's a process. There's a process. And the thing is that you have to enjoy the process. Don't mourn it. Enjoy it. Don't mourn it. Enjoy it. I can see, I've heard Bishop Oyedepo and his father say that they have never borrowed. Me, I've sent my boys to go and collect credit of SPAG. So is it to them I'll say we have never borrowed? We have. Because I've met some of them for a long time. SPAG, credit. Tell them, pay pastor, they will write it. They have a separate note for me, IOU. And the woman knows, once it's SPAG, they say, don't go here, he's pastor. Then Pepe Terra, two. Then egg. And then say, that's pastor's ration. So you will pay. So if I now say we are borrowed. In fact, before when we want to do program, everybody will start getting angry because we are going to collect ATMs. We'll donate our ATM. 1525. Some parents will say, don't ever go near my children. We look like problem. But it takes audacity to continue. You must 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 continue.
You can't give up. You can't shut it down. You can't stop it. And people sometimes feel that maybe those who have certain things to show are showing it because they have things to show. They would have shown if there's nothing to show. Are you following what I'm saying here? You know, don't let anybody put you under any undue pressure of anything. You need audacity. There's nothing, I'm telling you. See, the moment you become free from opinion, that's true freedom. There's nothing that puts me under pressure. Eventually, no, we go. And we enjoy every step of the way. Are you following what I'm saying? And see, in our ministry, we put out plans and say we are going to do this. At first, it will look like, how will this be done? Until it is done. Until it is done. Until it is done. Don't shut down that work because you are talking to one person. Speak to that one person like you are talking to nations. No ministry is failing because of numbers. You must understand. People are potentials and they are seeds. Do it and serve. One time in our ministry, my room was the parlor, was the everything. We have leaders meeting. Everybody will sit like witchcraft. They will sit, arrange themselves from the bed. You see leg line up like it's a coven. And that is where we were. That was where we were. Before they will come, I would have packed everything and put them corner boxes, put somewhere, this one and they must not see this one, that one, cover. That was where we were. Are you following what I'm saying? You never know. Don't mourn process. If you know that the future is bright, you will have rest today. Yes. The reason you are agitated is because you are not sure of the future. In fact, you'll be excited about documenting the throwbacks because you know it will come. You will walk with that sense of precision and accuracy because you know it will happen. Praise God. I said praise God. Hallelujah. Now let me give you very important points to note. Very, very important points to note. And you must stay there. And stay with it. Never let anything put you under pressure. I have stories to tell you, man. I have stories to tell you. Praise God. Now let me give you five aspects of your life where you need to be audacious. Number one. It takes audacity to commence what God has placed in your hands. Before you can talk about doing it, you have to start. And sometimes people have fear of commencement. And sometimes starting is the most difficult part. But you must start anyways. And listen, there is the mistake you make. Fear. Don't wait for fear to leave before you start. Start afraid. Fear will die somewhere in between. Start afraid. Many of the things I announce them without thinking. So it becomes too late to think. They're already announced. Start! Every business God placed in your heart, you never did. The books he says you write, you didn't write them. Sometimes the things people ask you to call, you never call them. And you wonder why you are behind. You never commenced. The way God killed fear of commencement in my heart was the day I had to start selling Indomie by the roadside. Close to the same church where they have treated me bad. And they will pass and say, we knew you would end up like this. The same people who said, I don't follow him because the ministry will not survive 6 months. It was close to that same church. I had to go and start Indomie business by the roadside. And now, how do you want to explain that? And when they were passing, nobody came to even say, Pastor, what are you doing here? They were laughing. But that only came to pass. That's not the end. And the fact that I could survive, they passed. I didn't die. No stain. So it's just their impression. I went back again. And I was able to gather the money and therefore that face and survive. It was better than begging. Those who can't give me when I'm in need cannot determine what I do. If I ask you to borrow me, will you borrow me? No. So why should I be afraid of? Are you following what I'm saying here? I said I sold noodles, Indomie, with apron, with egg, and tea. Whether what you call advanced meshai. I don't know. And when that phase was over, it was over. Now we don't look like what we have been through. Praise God. Number two. It takes audacity to survive process. Process, and now I've given you a lot of things in between. Process comes with its own challenges. With its own sense of intimidation. Are you following what I'm saying here?
And sometimes process comes with uncertainty. Turn your Bibles with me. Deuteronomy chapter number 8. We'll start reading from verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter number 8, now very, very popular scripture. Deuteronomy chapter number 8, we'll start reading from verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter number 8, from verse 2. Now, very interesting scripture. If you are there, say amen. Now look at it. He said, and you shall remember the way which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness. Now there is a wilderness experience. What does he do? To humble you, to prove you, to know what is in your heart, whether you will keep his commandment or not. Said he humbled you and suffered you to hunger, and then fed you with manna, which you know not. Neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Meaning that the days of process is to teach you how to live by the word. It is to teach you that your greatest asset is what he has said. Not any promise. I heard Pastor Christian Akilume was sharing one time that their ministry started and they went to Benin. A man promised them to Port Harcourt. How many of you saw that story? The man promised them that he's going to give them some money. They will go every time. Go, let's see. If you hear everybody, there's no one who doesn't have a story of their process. So enjoy yours. See process as an opportunity to have a story and craft it well. You may not determine other people's impression and their action, but you can determine yours. Because the stories will be told, or never to be told. It is those who win that their stories are told. That's the truth. The best stories might not be said yet, because they gave up. And the fact that it is interesting doesn't mean it will be told. You must finish. That is how to archive it. You must finish. Tell your neighbor you must finish. I'm telling you, sir, be stubborn enough to finish. Survive this process. Are you following what I'm saying here? Be stubborn to finish. Wherever you are, fill that place with the glory of God through worship. Be grateful. Be glad and rejoice. Thank him for what you have. You can afford to eat once in a day. Convert the rest to intermittent fasting. And enjoy it. And giving God thanks. Giving God thanks. Giving God thanks. Recently, I took the guys on excursion to one of the houses I've lived. And as we went there, I began to ask myself, how did I live in this place for how many years? How did I survive this place? You can be too much in love with God, you don't even know process. Just enjoying every day as it comes. Enjoy. Don't mourn it. Enough of mourning. Enjoy it. Praise God. And it takes audacity. You will lose friends and lose people who don't understand your journey, but maintain the road. Number 3, it takes audacity to break the box and set standards. It takes audacity to break out of the box and set standards. Now listen to what I'm saying. The journey to excellence or attempt to be excellent is or can be a very lonely journey. The journey to excellence or attempt to be excellent can be a very lonely journey because people will not understand your tenacity, your strength, your grip, and the reason why you are doing what you are doing. And sometimes if you have built yourself to live on people's opinion, you will feel alone most of the times. But then you must understand, that is the path of patriarchs. That is the path of patriarchs. Once you want to set a standard, you want to break out of the box, be ready to walk alone till the vision invites people. Are you following what I'm saying here? There are people who tell you that your own is too much. They feel it is too much because they don't have the same fervor and the same zeal. Maintain your pace. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. Very important. It takes audacity to break out of the box. It is easy to do what everybody is doing. But to become unique takes grace. And you must be bold. Because people criticize what they don't know. For many years in this nation, there was one man of God. I won't mention his name. Almost all pastors were criticizing him. Worst case was when they got divorced. It was the message in almost every church. But there is a doggedness to stand. Doggedness to stand. Having done all, stand. And when you are surviving insult and annihilations, survive it in love. Survive it in love. Praise God. Are you with me? I said, praise God. Is this delivering somebody from something?
Yes,
number 4, you need audacity to try again. You only try again when you have failed before. Or you can go back again. Failure is when you stop. Not because it didn't work. Failure is when you call it quit. Do you understand what I'm saying? You need audacity to do what? Try again. It doesn't matter what the records are. You can get it right and get back to the ring. Somebody said you are not a champion just by the number of punches you can give the enemy. But how many punches can you withstand? There are people who are loud until there's one punch. Very loud. Just one issue. See, for some of us who have been through all this fire, you know, there's a way you become very rugged. But you cannot over-prepare for what is coming next year. It will still check you somehow. True? There's a way you talk when you don't have experience. Praise God. I said praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody is trying again. Yes, you've asked six sisters out. All of them gave you a yes. Gave you a no. Your wife can still be around. Go again. Go again. Don't say from now I become like Apple so and so and so. No. I don't mention name. You are the one that laugh. It's your business. Go again. Don't give yourself a calling that God give you because sisters are saying no to you. Go again. Your wife is somewhere waiting, hoping you will come. True? Huh? You've done businesses, it crashed, it didn't work. Do another one. Yes, see, there are people who keep walking. Yes, you can't do it to keep them down. Yes, they just can't stop. Yes, I like such people. They just won't stop. You hit them, they get up. Yes, you push them, they get up. Yes, it crashed, they come up. Yes, say one thing, say I want to go and drink poison. See, poison? You want to put inside what, pepper soup or what? So you want to die sweet or you want to die how? Why should you die when you can live? And they just say, it has happened, it has happened. While they are mourning, somebody will say, this fellow is gone now. Please, you can help me get custard. It's painful, but custard, make sure there's milk. Please, make sure there's milk. And then that fried fish, let them put inside stew. That's how they celebrate your exit. But never, don't throw in the towel. Bounce back! Bounce back well. Say that the enemy may punch me, but I will keep getting up. 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 You must have that kind of tenacity. That kind of tenacity. You need a taste of stubbornness to survive this life. Be stubborn enough in a good way now to keep going. To keep going. Praise God. Sometimes when we run service before, when we run service, we know all the first timers will not come back. We know. When we are saying first, we know that they will not come back because we have shown them pepper. We knew how the praise and worship went. One time we went to collect drum from Baba Luku. He said, the drum he wants to give us now is electric drum. I should have known. I should have known. So I said, no problem. I thought, 45, electric drum, bring it. When they beat the thing, they doom. Twa, twa, twa. We knew. I sat out as they were coming first time. I just feel my hands laughing. I said, these ones I'm seeing, they will not come back. I was not up. They didn't come back. I knew. But you know the one thing. Do you understand? But we keep running service, we'll go again. We will go again. This service, when someone, we'll do another service. Not like starting up closing ministry. Let's close it. Close what? This one will work. Yes, praise God. It only opens for those who don't stop. You need to be audacious to try again. Praise God. Are you with me? Somebody needs to go back to what God has called you to. That you stopped because you felt you were not adequate. Go back and try again. People will push you with their opinions and tell you are not good enough. Go back. Just keep bouncing back. Now, are you aware that there are ministers who don't enjoy listening to their own messages? They hate the way their voice sounds. Nations can't hear you if you hate to hear yourself. Are you following what I'm saying there? It's a bad habit. Stop it. You can't help me fall in love with what you have not fallen in love with. How can you be insecure about it and I like it? You think I'm doing you a favor for liking it? Are you following what I'm saying? Go back. And I shared the story of how I read from the book of Steve Covey that those who are different in what they do must have done for at least 10,000 hours. You are tired. God is your strength. And I began to preach to the wall. I said, I will cover 10,000 hours. Preaching to the wall, preaching to the wall, preaching to the wall. Somebody says, I heard my message, he says, it's boring. No problem. Hear another one. Yeah. And I said, look at what they said. As if God didn't call me too. Yeah. One tear will not drop. We keep doing this thing because the devil will come as the voice of men to try to stop you. When Peter said to Jesus, you will not die, Jesus not say, I rebuke you, Peter. He said, get behind me, Satan. Sometimes it's the devil speaking, not the people. Start again. They said, with all this thing you have seen now, you can't bounce back. Oh, bounce back. Even Samson, the hair grew. Even Samson, the hair grew. Even Samson, what have you done? What mistake did you make? What can't God forgive? And you stand there and you are sobbing because you feel a hole, you have made a mistake. Bounce back! The earnest expectation of creation waits for the manifestation of sons of God. There are those whose life is tied to your manifestation. You must get up and refuse to be knocked down. Praise God. Are you with me now? Somebody broke your heart, love again. You broke somebody's heart, repent. Then love well. Praise God. Some of you have served breakfast. You have professional server. Hotspot. Repent. Then love. Number 5. You need audacity to be different. Takes courage. Not to look like everyone else. Takes courage. Not to think like everyone else. Takes courage. Not to talk like everyone else. It takes courage. Not to see things the way they see it. It takes courage. You must keep moving. Nothing must stop you. Now, hear what I'm saying. Somebody said that you just came to Abuja, February. Now you are talking about changing venue. We will. And I said that you will have less than a week here. Do you understand what I'm saying? These words have never fallen to the ground. And listen to what I'm saying. The part that you have in the 60 million, you will drop. Because it's not just yes, sir. The part I have, I will drop. But that we will do this thing in a small way is a lie of the devil. Don't let people convince you that maintain the fire but keep it small. What's the essence? I showed you a story this morning in PPC that a wise poor man delivered a city, but his story was not told. Nobody remembered him. You must know how to combine all that is for you in Christ. We are getting out of this place. Because hear what I'm saying. Some of you, your husband is not here of the size. Some of you, your wife is not here. You are just looking up and down. But we must press. You, because you are getting married soon, I know you don't understand what I'm saying. His wife is in the Ibadan. Hearing what I'm saying now. That's the truth. Every time we expand to accommodate ingredient of people's destiny. It is not just for nothing. Hence, we keep doing it. Praise God. I don't mind starting small, but I can't remain small. I'm allergic to it. And you must be allergic to it too. Praise God. Now, we have raised the banner this morning. 16 million naira project. We don't need more than 16 people to give 1 million naira each, plus myself. That's all. We are done. Now, I'm not saying what I'm saying by faith. Get 15 people today, so tomorrow we pay, and we are done. 1 million naira each, we've completed. And get what I'm saying? 1 million is not a big deal, sir. Unless, do you understand what I'm saying? It is not a what? How many of you are here now? If I can count 1 to 50 people, we are done. No more announcements. We have our Festival of Life anniversary next month, towards the end of next month. You all, I'm carrying you to Ibadan, whether you believe it or not. Whether you believe it or not. You would have landed before you know. But I've told you. Hear me. I was praying. God said, go and start another branch for me before the meeting. It is not a worry. The one who has called it will provide. We started. We want to clear for this one. Lagos Church, they are getting a venue of millions of naira. Ibadan, they are doing projects of millions. Abuja, 16 million. How shall these things be? The Holy Ghost. Praise God. I said, praise God. It's the season. And if you have issue with being bold, watch me. You will catch the spirit. You will. You will. You just have to be around enough. You just notice that fear has died. I'm telling you. You look for it. This same thing with me. You can't find it again. Praise God.
I said praise God. God told us when we're coming, said we are coming to raise the functionaries of his plan in this city. In this city. That's why we are here.
First week we have issues trying to get accommodation. I stood in the office space. He said, look out. I looked out. He said, I will give you a city within the city. A city within the city. Tell me six. So when God tell you that 16 million is not what is keeping you awake at night. Nonsense. Nonsense. One time I was preaching in church and I said, we want to do a project. I said, people should give, those who have 200,000 should give. And God said, is that how little your mind is? So I said, if you have a million, give. People began to reach out online. Say, when you mentioned a million, I knew it was me. And they began to give. Praise God. There are people who can give 10 million. I say, is that a project? Cleared. And you'll be that person. Now, I said now, you will be that person.
Amen.
You will never be stranded.
Amen.
You will never be stranded.
Amen.
Now, one of the journey ways to join to poverty is to be hungry when you hear church project. You must be happy. It's that time God expands the muzzle of his children. Praise God. I said praise God. Somebody is doing something, you drop out of school, receive courage to go back to school.
Amen.
Don't drop out and say, I'm out now. I can't. Where do I start from? Start from where you stopped. Start. You can always pick yourself up and start. True? If you have started 3 years ago, by now you'll be almost done. So start now. So in the next 3 years you are done. Always, never let anything keep you down. Never let anything keep you down. Never let anything keep you. Keep moving. Never stop. I said keep moving. I said keep moving. Bishop Oyedepo said we are building 100,000 capacity tents as though we are building a poultry pen. Now that's capacity. He said it looks like we are building poultry pen. There's no pressure. Nothing in this place. There's no pressure. Now I thought we're going to be here for like some 6 months. I just say get out of this place now. Get out of this place. There's nothing. Are you feeling what I'm saying there? Very important. Praise God. Have you been blessed? Now what I'm teaching you is both impactful and contagious. You are not just hearing a message, a spirit is entering. You leave this place knowing what next to do. Bold to stand in God's plan. Bold to execute. Bold to become all that God has designed for you to become. Praise God. You will never cower back again. Or chicken out. Or chicken out because of impressions of men. Rather, you will stand tall and stand bold. You receive the audacity to execute it in the exact size and beauty. In the name of Jesus. The hand of God is upon you. Nobody here will be timid. The smallest amongst us will be as mighty as David. In the name of Jesus. Sphere of Light Church is the ground where mighty men are raised. You will not remain a dwarf. This same spirit will enter into you. And you will never remain a dwarf. In the name of Jesus. The hand of God, there is a grace here that lifts men, sir. There is a grace here that lifts men. The testimonies are too consistent to be a lie. There is a grace that lifts men. And I speak that same grace upon your life. I said I speak that same grace upon your life. 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 You will never be down. You are strong. You are courageous. You are not timid. You are strong. You are courageous. You bounce back. I said you bounce back. You set the pace. You do what God has said you should do. You are not timid. The hand of God is upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Everything you lay your hands upon, work. Everything you lay your hands upon, work. All the visions you left out of fear, go back to them now. I speak light. I speak light. I speak light. I speak light. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands on your head. Say it again. I receive the spirit of boldness. Not the spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus. I stand out in all that I do. I do it boldly. I am not afraid. Like a lion, I don't turn aside from any prey. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Give the Lord a big shout of praise. Hallelujah.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA. The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.